Well, I think what you have to remember is that the Pope gave an interview to the editors of 16 Jesuit magazines throughout the world. He was speaking to the editors about issues facing the Church. The interview was 20 pages long. It seems to be that we're focusing on one paragraph of what he said. And I think, like anything the Pope says, anything anybody says, needs to be seen in the whole context, not just as one paragraph. So I think what the Holy Father was saying, and I'm not trying to put words into his mouth, but I think the Holy Father is trying to emphasize that there's a wonderful breadth and depth to the life of the Church and to the teaching of the Church. And he wouldn't want us to emphasize just one aspect of the Church's teaching without recognizing everything else that needs to be part of who we are. For example, you know that the Holy Father recently was at World Youth Day in Brazil, and on the way home he gave an interview of an hour and a half to a number of journalists, and the journalists, some of them picked up on the topic that at one point he said, "Who am I to judge with regard to homosexuality?" But at the same time, he emphasized in the next paragraph what the teaching of the Church was. And as a faithful son of the Church, as a teacher in the Church, as the teacher, he always upholds the teaching of the Church at the same time. I think the Holy Father just was trying to emphasize the fact that while these issues receive attention, sometimes prominence, there's a lot of other issues that the Church speaks about. So, you know, when you read what he says in context, I don't think there were any surprises. One of the phrases that the Holy Father used, which I thought was a wonderful, that the Church was a field hospital for the wounded. And so the people who come to the Church want to be healed. And that's what we can give them. So that's a great part to remember.
For people who didn't obviously get to read the entire 20-page article, are there anything else that you think you wish had been stressed more in the media, you wish people had talked more about, seeing as how this just kind of became the hot-button topic and it seems like the only thing that people are picking up?
Well, I think in the interview, Pope Francis shows us who Pope Francis is, his way of thinking, his way of responding to people. You know, every person, every human being, when faced with similar circumstances, responds differently or explains it differently. I think the great blessing of this article is that Pope Francis says, "This is what I'm thinking. This is where I'm at." It's an article. It's an interview. He's not teaching infallibly. He's just expressing in common language what he thinks. And so I think that's a great gift. We get to know a little bit about him. He's been Pope now about 6 months, and we're seeing his personality come. It's a different personality. And it's, I think he has a heart that reaches out to people. Jesuits are great educators, and he's teaching at the same time. And he's showing people his topics really involve the mercy of God. In the past week, he's spoken on a number of occasions about the Church as our mother, which is a topic that's particularly dear to me because it's a motto that I use in my own life, that the Church is always there to nurture and educate and strengthen us. And when we have all kinds of, as we go through life and there are challenges, we face those challenges with the help of the Church. And for people who are rooted in the Church, that rootedness, that nurturing that comes from the Church is part of who they are and helps them respond. And I think that's all part of who Pope Francis is. So I think it was his interview was a great gift to the Church and to the world. And I'm sure it'll receive a lot of play all over, not just here in the States or just in Western Europe, but throughout the Church, and that's a great thing too, you know.
Do you think that because he seems to have this welcoming nature, he seems to, when he talks about issues, not be so set in his ways in them? Do you see more people coming into the Catholic Church soon? Do you see more people accepting the Catholic Church again?
I hope so. You know, obviously, I too am a son of the Church, and I would like everybody to see the wonders of the Church and the goodness of the Church and the open arms of the Church. You know, we're a church of sinners, not saints, and that's why we need the Church. And it's been this way since the time of Christ. I mean, Christ was criticized for having dinner with sinners, and that's where he needed to be. That's where he should have been. And I think that the Pope, in trying to reach out to people, is reaching out to people aware of our difficulties in life, our challenges in life. And he wants to show that the Church is there with mercy and compassion to guide and strengthen people for their own journey of life and faith.
Do you see any churches, whether local or just national, do you see them changing as a result of the way he teaches? Do you see them changing the way they're going to teach?
Well, I can't. It would be very hard to know how different people, as I said, you know, everybody is different, and their way of expressing themselves is different. Every priest, when he preaches on Sunday, brings his own personality into it, but they say it in different ways. And just as Pope Francis might say things differently than Pope Benedict or Pope John Paul II, priests and other church ministers will probably say things in their own words. But whatever their words are, the important element would be to keep true to the truths of the faith, to keep those foremost. So it can be, the gospel can be preached in a variety of ways, and I think every teacher, every preacher has to do it. You know, I think one of the most beautiful descriptions of a teacher today would be something that Pope Paul VI said, that the world needs good teachers, but even more than good teachers, we need good witnesses. And so I think the importance of witnessing to your faith, witnessing to your belief, is very important. And how you express it then takes on a different tone.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add as a result of either this article or just...
Yeah. No, that's, I think I'm very pleased with it. I'm looking forward to studying the article a little more carefully. And, you know, all of us can learn from him. And that's what a journey of faith is. It's constantly learning, constantly trying to be open and understand God's plan and, in our case, the teaching of the Church.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You.